Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Why it matters on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3, good morning. It's The Breakfast Huddle. I'm Elliot Danker. It's time now for Why It Matters. So recently, it was reported that NTUC Income will double its licensed financial advisors in the next few years. And even DBS will be partnered up with Manulife to double the recruitment of financial advisors for this year. Now, given the common perception that everyone's experienced, you know, perhaps an acquaintance, especially asking them out for a casual chat over coffee, then this news may sort of beg the question, you know, do we actually need more financial advisors in Singapore? Some might argue that, well, perhaps there are too many in Singapore compared with other countries. Well, currently, there are approximately 20,000 financial advisors, excluding bankers and relationship managers. But what would it mean if we have too many? And what are we going to do with more? Well, on the line to help me out with this is Dato' Wayne Chen, founder and CEO of Goals Mapper. Dato' Wayne, good morning.
Hi, morning, Elliot.
Let's talk a little bit about Goals Mapper. I understand it's a financial planning software that combines the power of technology with the imagination and experience of financial consultants. Tell us more about it and what exactly it offers to clients.
So Goals Mapper actually offers a full suite of innovative digital solution to empower financial consultants to help their clients clarity in their financial well-being and help their clients to make better financial decisions. So financial consultants will be able to use Goals Mapper to illustrate how different goals and how different scenarios can have an impact on their finances. And at the same time, also to show how their recommendation or their existing product can have a positive impact on their finances.
Right. But Dato' Wayne, there is a bank here in Singapore that offers something like that on their online banking platform. So it's like an AI advising. How is Goals Mapper different in that sense?
So a lot of banks now already have went into what we call this personalized financial management solution for their clients. So I think today, financial consultants also have to adopt digital solutions and to offer a more holistic approach to financial planning. So we all know that ultra-personalization will be the new norm, right?
Yeah.
Where clients will expect solutions to be more tailored based on their personal needs. So while banks have personalized financial management solution, we, Goals Mapper, we provide digital support for financial consultants.
Basically, it's like a tool for the financial advisor, so you still keep the human element, the human touch in that sense.
That's right.
Excellent. So I want to get your opinion on the financial industry right now. In what ways has COVID-19 changed it?
Well, I guess COVID-19 definitely has an impact on how financial advisory practice is being conducted now.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, you know, people usually use pen and paper, you know, go through the concepts. But today, these things have to be done through Zoom, right?
Yeah.
Or done through video conferencing. So financial consultants, they need a tool to help them to communicate better to their clients about their finances.
Mm. And, you know, it's no secret that we all leverage on technology to get the job done better. But would you say that because of technology, I don't know, the role of a financial advisor and a banker, you know, that type of relationship sort of gets blurred. It starts to change. You have to be a bit more of a friend as opposed to an expert.
Yeah, you got it spot on, right? So I feel that, you know, market demand will always drive the supply. So fundamentally, financial advisors, bankers, relationship managers, they have to continue to innovate and position themselves to create more value for their client. Mm-hmm. So being client-orientated, so to remain relevant and competitive in the market.
Dato' Wing, throughout this COVID-19 pandemic, there's been a lot of talk about digitalization and leveraging on technology. But I tend to personally have the impression that the financial services sector seems to be more open to adopting technology. Would you agree with that? What are your thoughts on it?
I totally agree. I think, first of all, the government also has stepped up their effort, right, in improving the financial literacy of the population. And, you know, now we have social media, you know, reduce those knowledge gap and raise awareness and importance of financial planning. So today, where technology is much more advanced and people are more ready to adopt a solution, so that's why we do see that there are increasingly more and more financial consultants, you know, adopting solutions to help them to do their business better.
And also, you know, the market itself doesn't seem to have a lot of trouble filling in that demand for financial advisors. What could be some of the reasons for this?
I personally felt that there's an increased demand for financial advisors' role is reflective to the market demand for financial planning. Consumers today, they are more aware and they really want to have a holistic overview of their finances. So I think that's the reason why companies are increasing their recruitment of financial advisors.
Dr. Wayne, we started off the conversation with the question, do we really need more financial advisors? We've got something like, 20,000 of them, excluding bankers and relationship managers here in Singapore. Is that number too small or could it grow bigger?
I personally feel that it will grow bigger when the demand for it is getting higher, right? So definitely this will definitely increase.
Does it reflect, though, of the age group that is coming out into the working industry? You know, the younger millennials or even the generation after that, that enjoys that flexibility. And also, they're very plugged in, you know, to market news, to current affairs, to finance and things like that.
Yes, you are talking about the demand for this job flexibility, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess based on the current situation, environmental factors, right? Definitely more and more people are looking at job flexibility. And I'm sure financial advisor role definitely give this job flexibility.
Yeah, but it also comes out, the other question that comes out or concern is that if we just hire and hire, and yes, you have to pass some papers in order to become a qualified financial advisor, will we get quality financial advisors? In the past, there was always this criticism that, you know, people stay in the industry for 5 years, okay, and then they throw the account to someone else and they leave or they jump ship, especially when companies get acquired by bigger companies. What are your thoughts on this?
I do see that there are a lot more financial advisors. They are really looking at the client's perspective. They really want to help their clients to gain a better financial well-being and to help them in their retirement. So I do see this shift. That's why I thought that the perspective towards the financial advisors are changing.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Wayne, I'd like to speculate a little bit and get your opinion on this. In terms of technology and adoption of technology in the financial advisory sector, where do you see it going in the next 3 to 5 years?
So right now, when we look at Ghostmapper, looking at 20,000 financial advisors, we right now have like close to 2,000 advisors using our platform. So we see 10% of them adopting it now, and we do see that it will increase over time where people start to see this need more, say, obvious.
Okay. So you're expecting more advisors to adopt the technology to aid their job in that sense. That's increase their productivity, though? I mean, like, they're able to take on more clients in that sense?
Definitely. I think not just the productivity part. When you are able to provide value for your clients, there will definitely be more referrals. People will value the job of a financial advisor. So that will actually increase in terms of people's demand for them.
Yeah. You bring up a good point on, offering that value-add service because as consumers, we all want a value-add service. Well, I guess then, Dr. Wayne, it's time for that part where we get a bit of advice. What are your recommendations as to how financial advisors should and perhaps better differentiate themselves and position themselves against the competition that's slowly increasing?
I guess first of all is definitely to embrace technology, to adopt digital solution. That's number one. Then secondly, of course, in terms of their practice, is to really go deep dive into the client's needs based on their current situation, the goals that they want to achieve, and what are the different scenarios that they probably are going through now. And from there, to give a very personalized recommendation so that they can, at the same time, achieve their goal, achieve their retirement, and achieve what they plan out for, given the different scenario.
Yeah, we often forget it's always about being personalized to the client's needs. I've been speaking with Dr. Wayne Chen, who's founder and CEO of Goalsmapper. Dr. Wayne, appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you. Thank you, Elliot. Stay safe.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO.
Available on Google Play or the App Store.